morning. The Lord be with you. Welcome to our first Facebook Live event as we begin to live together as a church through this season of social isolation, self-isolation, social distancing, all for the common good. We are here in the sanctuary at CPC. Dorothy Bolton and I are here. Doug Heist was just on the piano, and at the camera, at her phone, is Susan Crable. So we are grateful to be together here with you on this Lord's Day. We felt that given all that's happening in the world today, it is important for us to be together in prayer. So today we are the church, whether we're gathered or scattered, we're still the body of the risen Christ. And we gather together as the body of Christ, connected to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit. So our church doors might be closed today in love because we care, but our hearts are open and they remain open to God and to one another during this challenging time. So we're going to offer this short service of prayer of intercession. Dorothy and I will be putting together worship services next Sunday for March 22nd and March 29th, and details to follow. But this morning will be a time of prayer. So after each petition, we will say, "Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer." And then that will be followed by some silence. And in that silence, you can fill it with your own petitions, either silently, privately to yourself, or you can type in your petitions online. And this entire service will be recorded and saved and posted later on our Facebook pages and our both the public and the private Facebook pages. So let us pray.
In Scripture it is written, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So, trusting in the goodness and mercy of our living God, let us pray together. Holy One, with a spirit of thanksgiving, we gather in this unusual way this morning. We are grateful for the gift of one another, our community of faith, and for communities gathered around our presbytery, our city, our world, who call out to you with trust and with hope.
We are thankful for all the benefits we have, for the ability to use technology to connect with one another, for access to quality medical care, for family and friends, and those who support us in word and in deed, for all our mercies, great and small. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray this day for all those who are contributing their skills to caring for the community, especially for those caring for the sick, for medical personnel, hospital workers, all who commit themselves to health and healing even at their own risk. We know that many are feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. Give them strength and courage as they work and as they rest. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for service workers, Lord, for all those whose livelihoods are impacted by closures, by restrictions, for those whose work puts them at greater risk of exposure. We lift up those who do not have the financial resources to help them through this crisis. May we seek solutions together to help the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those in prisons, in airports, and in other facilities where the risk of viral spread is high. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Pray for students whose academic studies, sports, artistic pursuits are upended. For teachers and administrators who are finding new ways to assist and educate. For students studying abroad who are away from their families. For high school and college students and seniors, for their grief at closing out their academic lives in this unexpected way, and for all the workers at educational institutions who are without a paycheck and do not know how they will make ends meet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for children and families, especially during the closure of schools and daycare centers, for the absence of normal routines. May they have an extra measure of peace and patience. And we lift up those families without resources such as childcare or the ability to work from home. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Pray for senior adults, for those in care communities, for those at risk health conditions, for all those exposed to the virus who are sick, who are suffering, who are dying. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for ourselves, and we name before you our fears. And we name before you our hopes. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Pray for the church. May we be church to one another and to the world, expressing hope, kindness, compassion.
We know these words of Scripture. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Trusting in these words, we offer our prayer as we pray together the words Christ taught his disciples, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
And now receive this blessing. Siblings in Christ, keep alert and stand firm in the faith. Be courageous, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Strengthen the faint of heart. Support those who are weak, and have patience with everyone. Through Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, go and live and trust and be in God's presence in peace. Thanks be to God.